لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين والآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. Once again, as I mentioned earlier, I want to appreciate and thank all of you for making this effort on a weekday in slightly cool weather to be here to stand up for somebody who is voiceless right now. Yes. Apparently voiceless. Yes. And all of you standing here, all of you being here, you are giving your voice to those who have no other supporter except you all, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We feel this sense of guilt because the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that the Muslim Ummah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, the Muslim Ummah is like one body, one embodiment, one person. If any part of it gets hurt, the entire body should feel the pain. My question to the Ummah al-Islamiyyah is, where are you today? My question to the Muslims of Canada, the Muslims of the world is, why are there not thousands, if not millions of people standing up and protesting on this day, the 26th of March? Where are the scholars whose obligation and whose commitment should be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to their own conscience and to the Holy Prophet of Islam, when the Prophet will ask each and every one of us, when the Prophet asks those people who have been oblivious to what has been happening in Yemen and in Bahrain, what answer will we give the Prophet?
Shame, 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 shame.
When the angels ask us that you saw my creation, the creation of Allah, suffering, hospitals being bombed, children being starved to death, basic medicines not being available because of this illegal, because of this atrocious blockade that Al Saud has done, weddings and funerals being bombed, where is the conscience of the world? Where is the humanity? And any scholar who does not speak is accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any Muslim who does not feel the pain is accountable to the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask our dear government that don't forget, whether it's an election year or not an election year, we will not forget what injustices have been committed, perpetrated, or encouraged, or continued by our government. We will remember this. And we will support only those political leaders and political parties that have believed in justice, even at the expense of losing jobs because you're selling arms to an illegitimate regime.
Yeah.
A regime that has destabilized the entire Middle East. We've only talked about Yemen and Bahrain. Remember Iraq, who flooded the Daesh and the ISIS in there. Look at Syria, who's responsible for the hundreds and thousands of deaths and millions of displacements. 4 million Yemeni had been displaced as a result of the Saudi war. In other places, throughout not only the Middle East, but in Africa as well, murders that can be traced back to Al Saud are being committed on an ongoing basis.
Yes.
Shame, shame,
who?
Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Shame, shame, Al Saud.
Today the world is saying, today the world is claiming, oh, we have too many refugees. We can't take any more refugees. We don't need more. A Muslim philosopher just recently said, he says, don't hate the refugee. Hate the one who made him a refugee.
Yes.
I think this is a profound statement. The Western countries are saying, refugees, we know, why are we handling, we can't handle it, we'll have to feed them, we'll have to clothe them. Well, why are you supporting wars that are creating these refugees? That is a shame on your part.
Shame, shame, shame. Shame on all the
In the 60s and 70s, they used to say, if you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem.
Yes.
I reiterate that today on March 16th, 2019. If you're not a part of the solution, then you're a part of the problem. You are a part of the Saudi illegitimate, illegal war. You're a part of the crimes that are being committed. And every child who has died and every mother whose heart has felt that, ah, you will be accountable to Allah, the God Almighty, on the Day of Judgment. We will not remain quiet. By our participation today, we are raising our voice, and your voices will be resounding throughout the heavens, inshallah, God willing. And I pray that we will have the strength to make a change, and your participation and your determination will be a part of that. May God bless each and every one of you for being here. As my previous speaker mentioned, please
Spread the word, because in Canada, in politics, it's a numbers game.
Yes.
Encourage and talk to your local scholars and ask them, why were you not there? What commitment kept you away? If your son, your father, your mother or your daughter was at the brink of starvation, you wouldn't care, you wouldn't show up, you wouldn't miss a day of work and sacrifice your salary and your pay. This is a question we need to ask ourselves in our hearts. I thank you for this opportunity. God bless you all. And I want to sincerely thank the organizers for taking this painful effort to bring us together on this day. Sadly, but one day we pray that we will not need to have rallies in demonstration of Yemen. Yemen will be free, and inshallah, Al-Saud will be in the dustbins of history as we pray for the Zionists and other powers. I want to request all of you to recite one Surah Al-Fatiha. If you're not Muslim, then a moment of silence for those who have been killed, those who have died, those who have been oppressed in Yemen, in Bahrain, in Palestine, in Syria, wherever, Nigeria, wherever there's been oppression. Al-Fatiha.
Palestine.
Jazakallah khair. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين صدق الله العلي وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي من قلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون جزاكم الله خير